This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday visited one of the provinces worst affected by last week's earthquake in southern Turkey and northern Syria. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Blinken pledged a further $100 million in help region.
The most important thing right now is to get assistance to people who need it, to get them through the winter, and to get them back on their feet.
The additional aid includes $50 million in emergency refugee and migration funds and $50 million in humanitarian assistance, Blinken said. It was his first visit to NATO ally Turkey since he took office 2 years ago. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to travel to Poland Monday, meeting with allies to reassure its commitment to the region as Russia's invasion of Ukraine nears the one-year mark. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
As White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said on Fox News Sunday, the U.S. will continue its support of Ukraine.
We are going to stay committed to Ukraine going forward. And I think when the president, when you see him go to Poland next week in Warsaw, he'll make that case before the entire world and the Polish people.
The president has underscored his commitment to Ukraine for both international and domestic audiences, but it's a commitment that's testing the patience of a narrowly divided Congress. I'm Shelley Adler.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell on Sunday called for backing the bloc's members to buy arms jointly to help Ukraine, but warned it would not solve Kyiv's urgent need for more ammunition now. Borrell was responding to an Estonian proposal for the EU to place large ammunition orders on behalf of multiple member states to speed up procurement and encourage European investment. This is VOA News. Pope Francis said it was important, quote, to let ourselves be touched by the suffering of people in Syria and Turkey, which have been hit by deadly earthquakes that have so far claimed more than 40,000 lives.
L'amore di Gesù ci chiede di lasciarci toccare dalle situazioni di chi è provato.
Speaking to his Sunday address, he urged the faithful to think about those who are suffering, including the people of Ukraine and others affected by war, poverty, lack of freedom, and environmental devastation. The pontiff also said his thoughts were with New Zealanders affected by a cyclone. The United States held joint exercises bilaterally with South Korea and Japan involving strategic bombers on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the exercise demonstrated the allies' overwhelming defense capabilities and readiness posture. In a separate exercise, Japan flew F-15s over the Sea of Japan with U.S. bombers, Japan's defense ministry said in a statement, calling the security environment, quote, increasingly severe. The air drills come a day after North Korea launched a long-range ballistic missile into the sea off Japan's west coast. North Korea's state media, KCNA, said the country conducted a, quote, sudden launching drill on Saturday, which was shown on state television.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. The African Union insisted on Sunday it had a, quote, zero-tolerance policy towards unconstitutional change as it maintained its suspension of four military-ruled countries, the Sahel states of Burkina Faso, Guinea, and Mali, as well as Sudan, were sanctioned by the Pan-African body after coups in recent years, but the AU said on Sunday it was ready to help them return to democratic rule. The Regional Economic Community of West African States bloc also said it has maintained sanctions on the three Sahel countries. France and Burkina Faso have officially marked the end of French military operations in the West African nation, the Burkinabe Armed Forces said on Sunday after a flag-lowering ceremony at the French Special Forces camp a day earlier. In January, Burkina Faso gave France 1 month to withdraw its troops as it ended a military accord that allowed French troops to fight insurgents on its territory, citing a wish for the country to defend itself. Well wishes and fond remembrances for former U.S. President Jimmy Carter were pouring in a day after he entered hospice care at his home in the U.S. southern state of Georgia. Among those paying homage Sunday was his niece, who noted the legacy of the 39th president at a small Baptist church in Plains, Georgia, where Carter taught Sunday school for decades. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.